like you are pretty well known to the medical profession. Every doctor gets his quota of alcoholic patients. Some of us struggle with these people because we know that they are really very sick. But we also know that, short of some miracle, we are not going to help them except temporarily, and that they will inevitably get worse and worse until one of two things happens. Either they die of acute alcoholism, or they develop wet brains and have to be put away permanently. He further explained that alcohol was no respecter of sex or background, but that most of the alcoholics he had encountered had better than average minds and abilities. He said the alcoholics seemed to possess a native acuteness and usually excelled in their fields, regardless of environmental or educational advantages. We watch the alcoholic performing in a position of responsibility, and we know that because he is drinking heavily and daily, he has cut his capacities by 50%, and still he seems able to do a satisfactory job. And we wonder how much further this man could go if his alcoholic problem could be removed, and he could throw 100% of his abilities into action. But of course, he continued, eventually the alcoholic loses all of his capacities as his disease gets progressively worse, and this is a tragedy that is painful to watch, the disintegration of a sound mind and body. Then he told me there was a handful of people in Akron and New York who had worked out a technique for arresting their alcoholism. They asked me to read the book Alcoholics Anonymous, and then he wanted me to talk with a man who was experiencing success with his own arrestment. This man could tell